broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 18th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant. And the solution of the problems we face, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? It takes a lot to restore the republic. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration is what we're calling for in the traditions of our founding fathers. A good, honest, moral people, starting with the Ten Commandments to restrict the people, self-governing, good, honest Americans, willingly submitting to the Ten Commandments of the guidance of God. We don't need the keys to theology. We just need to agree that, you know what? Those 10 ideas, suggestions, commandments, if you're Christian, are the answer to a civilized society. Then you ratchet down government, tie government bureaucrats down with a change of the Constitution, and voila, you got the proper role of limited government, where a defensive, limited in scope government protects life, liberty, and property. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This half hour is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, think thepowermall.com. You can also place an order by simply smiling and dialing 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. We partner with Joyce Riley and crew. You can get copies of the Power Hour CDs for your audio listening enjoyment. They got all kinds of stuff. 10% off Gary Knoll products. You got all kinds of DVDs, CDs, books, 10% off Numana long-term storable foods. You got a book called Whole Body Dentistry, a complete guide to understanding the impact of dentistry on your total health. Wow. Interesting, huh? 20% off. You got all kinds of stuff. Thepowermall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. By the way, why is Kurt not here? He's taking care of business for his business. He'll be back maybe tomorrow, maybe Thursday, Friday. We'll see, but he'll be back soon. Couple of days work on the roads, what he's got. So he'll take care of that. I'll hold down the fort. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Also in the mix for solutions. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. And you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, then GiveMeLibertyFund.com. All right, a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, then we'll launch into the news the networks refuse to use for today. Newt Gingrich for vice president. Are you kidding me? WorldAffairsBrief.com predicting Newt's going to be the top pick for the Trumpster. Fox News host Sean Hannity said on Monday night that if he were Donald Trump, he'd pick the Newt. Yeah, he'd pick former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich is what I call him. Newt Gingrich, an interesting pick. I would not pick Newt for sure. Ohio Governor John Kasich shut down a third-party bid for the presidency and also said no to being Trump's running mate. Obama suggests Trump is not qualified to choose Supreme Court justices. Spiro News brought that piece to us. Now, that's interesting. Barack's telling people they're not qualified for things. Let's talk about Barack's requirements, or qualifications, I should say. What is Barack qualified for, huh? We don't even know where the guy went to school hardly, do we? I mean, his father's probably Frank Marshall Davis, the communist. And this guy's going to run around with an unknown history? Nobody knows what he's qualified to do. Somehow he just got catapulted to the Senate and then straight to the White House, and no one even knows who he is. Wow. Trump ought to fire back on that big time, but of course not a peep. Billionaire Mark Cuban criticized Donald Trump in a CNN interview. On Monday evening, he revealed that if there was an election right now, he'd be voting for Hillary. You heard me. Mark Cuban would vote for Hillary over Trump as he lost his mind. 2 decades after welfare reform, Newt Gingrich was the big guy with a welfare reform package. It was passed by Bill Clinton. Well, Might have rearranged the chairs on the Titanic, but the same system prevails. Nothing's changed, in other words. So much for that big old welfare reform fiasco, huh? That was Hour 1 Liberty Roundtable. Hour 2. Mrs. Clinton told voters in Kentucky on Sunday that Mr. Bill Clinton would be in charge of the economy. He'd be in charge of the revitalizing the economy. You know, he's good at doing that in the inner cities and stuff like that. Bill knows, says Hillary. He knows how to do it in coal country, in the big cities everywhere. She also was on a campaign swing this month before West Virginia voters. And she said, hey, Bill's got to come out of retirement and start focusing on jobs. You know, it's the economy, stupid, right? Bill's going to go ahead and take care of that for you. I guess I'm going to get off the golf course for a little while and help out my wife. Right? Little sisters, ladies and gentlemen, are in the news as well. They call this a huge win at the Supreme Court. I'm not so sure I agree. Going back to lower courts, the Supreme Court decided, quote, not to decide Monday whether religious objectors must play a role in offering contraceptive coverage to their employees. So 7 cases went back to the lower courts. I don't know if that's a win or not. I mean, it's good that the court didn't just smack down, but it's bad because now they'll use that to beat the Republicans over the head saying, see, the courts failed us because you guys won't appoint somebody. I mean, consent to somebody. My submission to the Republicans are, you know what, guys? If you understand the supreme law, there's not only advice, there's consent. So, you know what? Don't just sit there and let the president pick his guy and then say, we're not going to nominate or consent to anyone. We're not going to agree to this. We're not going to vet somebody. We're just going to hold off until our guy gets in. That's partisan as all get out. It's bogus. It needs to stop. But in the advice column, maybe the Republicans ought to get some initiative on occasion. And maybe Trump ought to lead the charge on this, by the way. Why don't you submit a list of potential Supreme Court nominees that you guys would seriously consider? You know what, President? Under the advice column, here's our list. You don't pick from the list, you're not going to get consent, my friend. Now, here's our advice. Pick from the list. Here's the list of people that we would really consider. Now, go to work, my friend, and figure out who you're going to pick, and we'll get it done. Until then, we're just going to submit to you that you're ignoring our advice. See, but no one understands the supreme law enough to even talk through this intelligently, right? It's kind of the problem around here. The unanimous ruling was an example, they claim, of the 8 members' court's inability to settle cases after Scalia's death. I agree with that. Holding the court hostage is a fiasco. The Republicans ought to be ashamed of themselves. That doesn't mean they ought to just rubber stamp a liberal thug either. President Barack Hussein Obama signed a law on Monday, making the bison, you know, like the buffalo, the country's first national mammal. Don't worry, the national animal, the bald eagle's okay. It doesn't threaten that. So now you got an animal and a mammal. You got the bald eagle and you got the bison. It's the country's first national deal. The government's just involved everywhere. All right, we talked about a new website, the undefeated.com website. Have you seen this? ESPN's new news site promoting sports stories and commentary, all from a African-American perspective. Man, and they call us racist, huh? These people are racist as all get out, right? It's beyond comprehension. Anyway, that's a recap that took place of yesterday's broadcast. Still available on demand. On your Roku player, look at the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel. And then also at republicbroadcasting.org and libertyroundtable.com. You can download the archive, listen to your heart's content. A lot of people, believe it or not, download a bunch of shows. Then when they go on a road trip, they just listen to Liberty Roundtable. Sam and Kurt just help the miles wind right on by, don't they? Now, to those of you calling, it's not going to do any good. I'm the only one on the air. I don't have Kurt to cover for me. I can't answer the phone, talk on the radio at the same time. So we'll have to wait till a break to get that done, and then we'll go ahead and take your phone calls at 866-986-NEWS. It's 866-986-6397. But that's a recap of yesterday's hard-hitting broadcast. Now, LibertyNewsDaily.com is your premier new news source for solutions. LibertyNewsDaily.com is free. pops up about 15, 20 stories a day. Incredible stories, by the way. And then audio news on top of all that for AM and FM radio stations across the country. For your news site, you can use Liberty News Daily News. It's all available now. It's a new news service that we've launched. It's incredible. Check it out. Make it one of your news sources today. I get most of my news from Drudge Report, from Liberty News Daily, from WorldNet Daily, from The Blaze, from Russia Today. And then I even peruse the New York Times and USA Today to round out the mainstream press coverage. But those are the sites that I go to a lot. When we come back, our guest in seconds, hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use. We're making mainstream news almost every day now, folks. We'll tell you about it. Liberty Roundtable, live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, riding shotgun on the broadcast today, well-known friend, co-host, talk show host in his own right, author, and more, James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org, an award-winning broadcast every Saturday night syndicated by Liberty News Radio. Welcome, James.
Sam, I am stepping into a huge shadow this morning left by Kurt, so we're going to see if I can fill it.
All right, buddy, you got a lot of hard work ahead of you, man, but it's time to go to work. Speaking of go to work, the NBA is hard at work. There are a bunch of racists everywhere. It's amazing to me. It's beyond comprehension. All right, let's talk about this. Here's what happened in a nutshell. The National Basketball Association, the NBA. All right, you got a guy. Well, you got three different players. Steven Adams, Stephen Curry, and Klay Thompson. Now, Stephen Adams is from New Zealand. And Klay Thompson and Stephen Curry are Americans. And what happened is that Klay Thompson and Stephen Curry are fast. So fast that Stephen Adams, the center, was asked about their play. He made an epic mistake. Here's what happened. They asked him. They said, what do you think about those guys? Here's what he said.
For you as a big to get out on the perimeter and chase these guys around, how much of a challenge is that?
Mate, I don't envy guards, mate. They're quick little monkeys, those guys.
Hey, congratulations. Good game, man. Good game. Yep.
All right, now let me get this straight. He just called Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson quick little monkeys. Now, this blew up yesterday all over the place. Because they say it was absolutely a racist-tinged comment. By the time I found out about the story, sadly, but Stephen Adams already capitulated. He already melted down. He already started apologizing, said he was so sorry. Now, understand that he's from New Zealand, and he may not have known how the media would just pounce on his every word, like happens in America. He just meant they were quick guys. You know what? Parents even say to their children, come here, little monkey, as they pick up their kid that's climbing all over the place or something. They don't mean any race situations here. This guy just meant they were quick, they were fast, hard to get a hold of, hard to keep up with. That's all Stephen Adams meant. Nothing more. But the mainstream press, in their epic desire to constantly divide, to turn everything into a race-baiting, manipulated scenario, barbecued Stephen Adams. Forced him to apologize. He's on his knees groveling right now going, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize what it would be. I meant no harm. I'm not a racist. And he can't even speak hardly. And in my humble opinion, that's the exact wrong thing he should do. Now, just because I don't know what color people are, I had to go ask what color everybody is in this scenario. And then I had to go on Wikipedia to see what it says. And Wikipedia says that Stephen Adams is a New Zealander by... You know, he's a New Zealander. It says that Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson are American. Now, I'm an American, and James Edwards is an American also, and I think that we ought to focus on that we're all Americans. And I think that the comment about these guys are quick little monkeys should have just been left alone and ignored. He was just saying they were super fast. There was no racial agenda at all. Now, if you want to get technical, though, as far as I can tell, Klay Thompson is what, white? It's hard to say, right? Maybe he's white and part something else. I don't know. Okay, take Stephen Curry. What is he? Is he black? Is he white? Well, I've been told that he's half black and half white. He's got a white mom and a black dad or something like that. So I said to somebody, well, so he's like Barack Obama, right? And they're like, well, yeah, but he's a lot lighter than Barack. Okay, so what about two guys that are half and half? One guy's lighter than the other guy. Are they white or black? Who knows? Who cares? The point is, you got a white guy from New Zealand calling two Americans quick little monkeys. One might be half black and the other one's white. And then it's somehow this big racist. You got to apologize because James Edwards chime in. What do you say? This is nuts on parade, sir.
So much to say about this, Sam. You actually, when we spoke on the phone off the air yesterday, were the first one to make me aware of this story. First of all, you're exactly right. I have an 18-month-old son, and I don't think a day passes where I don't remark to my wife, I think he's half monkey, right? He's a little monkey. He's climbing.
You're just racist against your own son is your problem.
Well, this is the thing. It's a playful term of endearment. It would be the same as calling them fast little rascals or something like that. So, you quite rightly point out that Stephen Adams is a native New Zealander. So, and I looked it up after you told me about this yesterday. He's only been in the United States for 2 years. He did 1 year of college, and then he went straight into the NBA. So he hasn't been here long enough to understand our system of chronic malcontents and the perpetually aggrieved, that everything will be taken out of context and twisted to be some sort of a racial scandal. You know, you talked about the whole thing with ESPN celebrating black athletes. You know, that's all well and good. I think everybody should be proud of who they are, proud of their accomplishments.
But it's only well and good if we allow everyone to do that, if we're going to be equal in our assessment. The problem is, what if I were to launch white TV and we're like celebrating white athletes?
Well, it's like you said with the white, where white people date, or that website for whites to come and to know one another and to meet one another online. And of course, that was a big racial scandal. See, that's the thing, Sam. You stole my thunder. The thing is, you know, race doesn't exist, they tell us, except for when whites do something bad or minorities do something worthy of praise. Then we can focus on the racial aspect. But other than that, it's a social construct. That's the lie that they tell us. But anyway, with regards to this, I want to say this about this whole NBA scandal. You know, it sounded like, I know this is a Mark Furman, O.J. Simpson thing, but I mean, it sounded like in that interview you played, that clip, that he was being interviewed by a black person. That black person didn't sound outraged at the thought. The media had to think for a minute, but we can twist this into something and make this guy grovel and set an example to whites that you better not say anything that can be twisted out of context. And
I'm not sure if the interviewer was black or if he was Latino. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I mean, we'll find out. But regardless, the interviewer, whether he was black,
there's only
white,
one
red,
way to
yellow,
find
blue,
out, sir, and that's to look, and then you got to assume something, right? So Klay Thompson white, and is Stephen Curry half black, right?
Well, I think they would certainly identify as black. I mean, they are mixed race. I mean,
but you can't identify as black if you're only half.
Well, I guarantee you they don't say, well, I'm half. But here's the thing about blacks and the N-word. Of course, he didn't even say that. He didn't even come close to saying that. He used a playful term of endearment. But, you know, the NBA had this big scandal a couple of years ago where Charles Barkley and the crew on Inside the NBA were talking about use of the N-word, and a player had come under. Well, it's all right for us to say it. We can say it. And then he remarked, when you're playing basketball, every time up and down the court, one black will call another black the N-word. So, okay. And then in the NFL, there was a thing a couple of years ago that we covered on my show where the NFL was thinking of instituting 15-yard penalties every time someone said the N-word. And you'll remember the guy for the Philadelphia Eagles, who was a white guy who was caught saying the N-word, and he had to go to diversity training and sensitivity training. And I agree, you shouldn't use things that are obviously going to blow up and cause a mess and you know, crude language. But at the height of that uproar, the NFL was thinking about implementing 15-yard penalties every time somebody said the N-word. And then they thought, well, if we did that, we'd never have to snap the ball again. Both teams would just go back and forth from end zone to end zone, and it would ruin the game.
Yeah, it'd be like a touchback.
So they didn't do it. But this whole thing about, fast little monkey, and Stephen Adams even said, listen, I've only been in the United States a couple of years. I guess it's a difference in dialect. I wasn't sure. I mean, I didn't think that was a line that was being crossed. Now I know I'll never do it again. God knows. And I feel bad for the guy. You know, he's on a team full of blacks.
Well, and he obviously plays athletes with them fine and has no issue with them at all.
Absolutely. That's the point. He's on the team full of black Americans, and you know he's not going to say something that's going to get him, you know, outcasted by the team. So this is just, again, much ado about nothing, but this is what the media lives to do.
And that's what they live to do to us, too. They're doing the same thing that they just did to Stephen Adams, to us. We're going to talk about it in more detail. It's a scandal of epic proportions, and the dishonest press at it again, and they try to wiggle out of responsibility. We'll get to that, too. Sam and James on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You got to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Arguably, one of the nation's most liberal rags on the hostile attack again. It'd be fine if they were honest in their hostile attacks, but they're not even honest, ladies and gentlemen. They're not even honest with themselves. James, I woke up Tuesday morning. You had the story. Hit me with it, brother.
Okay, so, well, first let me say this. If you thought that this story that we're about to tell you about again had played itself out just because virtually every media outlet in the world had covered it incessantly for 2 weeks back in March, you'd be mistaken. So we've had the Wall Street Journal and Time Magazine reviving it in recent days, the Atlantic Magazine. So it appears as though the very professionally and well-executed interview that Sam Bushman and the Liberty Roundtable hosted with Donald Trump Jr., an interview that I took part in as well, is going to continue to be a talking point that the corrupt mouthpieces for the regime are intent on sticking with for the remainder of the election season. So what we had here in their latest piece of trash, one of the goons over at the Huffington Post, and let me tell you something, the degenerates and liars over the Huffington Post are really beginning to creep me out a little more than usual. This is the third or fourth time they've covered this story in the past 2 months, to the extent that it was a story at all, just us having a conversation with a guy that was not at all controversial. The content of the interview was, I mean, it was a great interview, but there wasn't anything there that should command global media for 3 months going. But in this latest piece, the guy breathlessly offers details about the Trump campaign offering to me press credentials to broadcast the political cesspool live at a Trump stump in Memphis back in February, and then provided a play-by-play accounting of the subsequent interview that we just mentioned that took place on Liberty Roundtable with Donald Trump Jr. And I mean, when I say play-by-play, what you're talking about here is pretty incredible. You're talking about the fact that they are now having to go in and copy and pasting what we write and painstakingly taking hours to listen to radio commentaries that are broadcast on this network and then transcribe them for their pieces in order, as Sam said yesterday, for them to remain relevant in the news. So the question is, did you ever think that the day would come when the global media would be hanging on everything Liberty News Radio programming says and does because the content of this network is impacting the election of the next president?
And then to go ahead and lie about it, it's beyond the pale. We'll get into the details, but first, Yvonne, she's from Virginia. She wants to chime in on this. She's sick of us talking about race. Hi, Yvonne. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
I just wanted to say that I really get a little tired of you and all of your rants about racism. You know, I wanted to say that what you fail to realize, what we call black in America, it's a cultural situation. You know, you mentioned the fact, and I happen to know this for a fact, that Stephen Curry is black. He just happens to look very light.
Who is?
His parents. No, no, let me just finish what I'm going to say.
No, hold on. Who is?
Stephen, what's his name? Stephen Curry?
Stephen Curry, okay. Yep.
Yeah, he's black. He looks very light. He has light eyes. He has light skin. But his parents are black. They come from the same cultural background that all blacks in this country come from. You know, what you people are railing against is the fact that these people, we have a culture in this country that you people do not want to even give any reference to. You want to try to paint all blacks as being thugs, as being ignorant, as being ghetto blacks, and that's not the truth.
Okay, well, let me stop you so we can have a dialogue, Yvonne. First off, we didn't say we knew for sure what color Stephen Curry was. I've been told by a lot of people that he looks a lot lighter, that he's half black, that he's half white. I don't know the truth. If I go to Wikipedia, it says that he's an American, okay? Now, you may be right.
What?
Hold on. You may be right. That's fine. But when you say that I want to act like all blacks come from ghettos, or that I want to act like all blacks, you know, should be in a subculture or whatever, none of that's true. When you say me, are you talking about me as a person? Are you talking about my talk show or network, or are you talking about America at large?
I'm talking about the way you come across on your show.
All right. You know, so let me explain my purpose.
Let me finish what I'm going to say. I know you say that you're blind.
That's
but,
true.
You know, you seem to have this kind of a mindset, and the only way you could have gotten a mindset is from proximity of people that you're in contact with. But what I'm saying to you is that you're wrong about the way that you approach this thing. The thing that people, you know, people like Stephen Curry, I know that he happens to be a black person. You know, and they always, you know, people think that race, what you want to put a lot of racial emphasis is on the color of someone's skin. Now, Barack Obama's parents, his mother was white. His father, we don't know who he was. He was raised by white people. You know, he has the same skin color as most of the people in this country. But culturally, he did not come from the same culture that we came from here in this country. You know, we have suffered things that you people have no idea about.
Hold on. Let me have a dialogue with you because I'm not even sure what you're saying. Let me ask you some questions to quantify where we are in this discussion. So far, you've said that I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
So far, you basically said that I'm ignorant and I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I haven't said all of that. Did
all right.
I say that?
Well, that's what you've intimated. Do you agree?
You implied that was what I said. I said that you are clueless.
All right.
If I were to tell you what Mormons were.
All right. No, hold on. Stick with the topic. Okay. If I'm clueless, here's what I'm saying to you, Yvonne, and I want to know if you agree or disagree with a few of my statements, okay? I say I want equality for all, special privileges for none. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I agree with that.
All right. Let me say something else I say to you. I say that I agree that we need to focus on the content of our character, not on our skin color. Do you agree with that?
That's Martin Luther King, of course.
Okay. I'm just asking you if you agree with that. Okay. The other thing that I've done is I've explained to you that I have many friends who agree with me on the ideological points. In other words, that it's about God, family, and country, that it's about protecting life, liberty, and property, that we all need to work together for the solutions in America. I don't stand against Barack because of his skin color, but I stand against him based on ideology. Okay, I do a simulcast with Jesse Lee Peterson. I have on David A. Clark Jr.
I don't like any of them.
That's fine if you don't like them. That isn't the point.
All right, okay.
The point isn't whether you like someone or not, Yvonne. The point is that I have made myself very clear. Hold on. Either we're going to have a dialogue or we're not. I just turned you down because you won't let me finish. Either we're going to have a dialogue or we're not. And what I'm saying to you is I've been fair as can be about this discussion. I'm willing to let you make your points, but you've got to make points, though. And the points that you've got to make start with something. Don't just tell me that I'm clueless. That's of no value. You tell me how you would like me to focus differently to fairly represent, in your mind, who you think we should represent. Go ahead.
All right. You know what I'm going to ask you is that you will ask someone like Jesse Lee. What's his name?
His name is Jesse Lee Peterson.
Yeah. To get on and explain things about black people or whatever. But you know, what about some of the other people? Why do you always go for those people who say what you want to hear?
No, hold on. That's not right. I go for people and with people who are willing to be fair about the discussion. Let me give you a quick example.
Now, fair is your opinion.
No, let me give you an example. This is not opinion. Stephen Curry just called. I'm sorry. Stephen Adams just called Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson quick little monkeys, okay? Now, here's the point. My main point for bringing that up was to say that he meant no harm, that it was not a racial slur.
I can take that. I don't believe that he meant any harm.
Okay, but so hold on.
The fact of the matter is that blacks in this country have had a long history of being called names like monkeys.
I agree, serpents, and it's wrong.
And that's what I'm saying.
I agree, and it's wrong. Do you agree with that?
So he should have known,
No, he shouldn't have known.
I don't agree with the way that they told him.
Okay, hold on.
What I'm saying is that he should be aware of the fact that they are sensitive to those things, yes.
But he wasn't, and he didn't do it on purpose. That's the whole point that I bring the story up for. Do you agree with my reasoning on the story?
No, I don't agree with your reasoning. Because you know what? I could say something very, very awful, for instance, about... say something about Trump, and I might not mean it, but the fact that I said it doesn't take that away from me.
All right, I'm going to let you fly because the conversation's getting nowhere. I got a hard break coming up. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-4444.
2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Sam Bushman and James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org is James's website, riding shotgun today on the radio. So I let Yvonne go because I gave her several minutes. I'm okay if we disagree. We can disagree and we can do it agreeably. We can be kind to one another. I appreciate Yvonne listening. Part of the reason I let her go is because on one hand, she says, you know what, you just pick who you like, who agrees with you. And then I say, well, what about these people? And she goes, well, I don't like them. I don't agree with him. Okay, well, that's exactly what she's doing then. In other words, Sam Bushman can't have an opinion that matters. Jesse Lee Peterson can't have an opinion that matters because they all agree with me. So you can't have a discussion like that. So then I say to Yvonne, you know what, I would like to know exactly what issues you have with my delivery. I believe that there's a double standard in America that's wrong. That double standard is that you know what, every race can advocate for their agenda, for their goals, for their history, for their culture, which I support. They can do that. But I think that white people should be able to do the same. The double standard is what I'm rejecting in the media. I'm also rejecting the mainstream press's attempts to divide over race all the time. Everything they do is a divide. I also don't like the idea that we, in political correctness fashion, take advantage of somebody because of their words. My whole point with this Stephen Adams story, where he called Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson little white monkeys. I'm sorry, he didn't say white, I guess. He called them quick little monkeys. He wasn't trying to use a racial slur at all. And you know what? I agree, it's better to not use those terms. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying he meant no harm. And you know what? Pulling him aside and going, dude, you probably shouldn't say that kind of stuff is in order. But to barbecue him and make him grovel and apologize and is out of line. And to blow this up in the mainstream press is only serving the purposes of divide. And so I would be glad to have a dialogue with Yvonne. And if she wants to call back at another time, another day, because we've got too much to cover today, and she wants to ask me specific questions that I can answer, and she wants to pick specific items that she has a beef with, I'm willing to talk about those. But what I'm gathering is we're just going from topic to topic to topic to topic, and we're not getting anywhere. So she'll say, you know, if I want to say something bad about Donald Trump, I'm submitting to you that Stephen Adams didn't mean to say anything bad about anybody. And I'm saying to you that I'm not trying to speak bad about anybody. I'm just trying to tell you that when the mainstream press has a double standard, I reject it. When the mainstream press tries to divide and take advantage of somebody because of their words, knowing full well that's not what they intended, I reject that. Okay? When we want to discuss issues in America relating to race, I think we need to be fair and honest in doing so. And I submit to you that any white person that is willing to talk about race is dubbed a racist. Any American that won't talk about race, then what everybody else in the news says is these guys aren't willing to talk about race. White people need to learn to talk about race. In other words, we can never win. If I'm a white guy, I can never win. Doesn't matter how many black friends I have. Oh, I'm just picking the ones I agree with. Doesn't matter what I say. Oh, I just have a white agenda. Okay? If I candidly tell you that I'm blind and the color of someone's skin makes no difference, everybody ignores that completely. If I say to you that I believe we're all children of God and that we're all equals before God and we all have God-given unalienable rights, the Declaration of Independence talks about that, and I agree with that, then they just say, well, Sam, you hang out with racists. And I say, give me an example where they're white supremacists, Sam. You're a white supremacist. I say, well, you know what? If you ask me if I believe that whites are supreme or superior to other races, I say to you, no, I reject that ideology. Well, Sam, you're still. And see, it doesn't matter what I say. Doesn't matter what I do. The truth is not important to these people, and that's the problem that I have with it. Why do we keep talking about race so much on this program? I'll give you one reason. There is an article that just got written in the Huffington Post yesterday. This article is entitled, Trump Campaign Tied to Second Leader of White Nationalist Party. Now, here's the problem with this headline. There is no such thing as a white nationalist party, folks. You go look it up, there's no party designated white nationalist at all. What they're talking about, if you read later in the article, is the American Freedom Party. Now, the American Freedom Party has people in it that claim they are white nationalists. I, for one, am not a white nationalist. I'm not a white supremacist. Now, would you say, Sam, are you a white advocate? Yes, I am. What do I mean by that? I want to advocate for the heritage of European Americans. And I'm willing to let everybody advocate for their own heritage, their own race, their own culture, their own history. And I think that everybody should be free to do that. That doesn't mean that you hate someone else. It does not mean you're a bigot. It does not mean you believe in the supremacy of anything or anyone, except for God. I will say God is supreme. Other than that, though, I believe we're all God's children. We should all advocate for who we are, and none of us should be ashamed of that. But just because I advocate for something, or you advocate for something, that doesn't mean that we need to be enemies, and it doesn't mean we need to start these labels. All right, now the other problem that I have with this headline is this Trump campaign tied to leader of White Nationalist Party. Who's the leader that Donald Trump is tied to? There's three people mentioned in this story that I know. Bill Johnson, Sam Bushman, and James Edwards, not even in that order. However, I don't have ties to Donald Trump. I know for a fact Bill Johnson and James Edwards don't have ties to Donald Trump. Do you have any ties to Donald Trump, James Edwards, of any kind, in any way, besides the mainstream press making them up?
Well, I was about 20 yards away from him at his rally in Memphis, so that would be a pretty substantial tie as far as the media is concerned.
But it's not a tie, because what they're making it sound like is you guys have a gentleman's agreement, you have some kind of an understanding, you have some kind of a relationship. None of that is true. Have you ever talked to Donald Trump in your life? Ever?
No. No.
Have you ever written him a letter?
No.
Has he ever written you a letter?
No.
Okay. Tell me how you are tied to Trump versus the guy that you just walked past on the street.
Not at all. But because I support him and because they hate him and they hate me, you know, it's a perfect storm.
Well, and that's the whole point that I'm getting at is this double standard that's wrong. The headline says Trump campaign tied to second leader of the, quote, white nationalist party. First off, there is no white nationalist party. Secondly, I'm not so sure that you're the second leader. You sit on a board. And there's what, six people on the board?
I have an honorary position on the board with that group. And like you, Sam,
how did
I
you become second?
Well, it sounds more sensational. It sounds
okay,
a little
the
more
problem.
Notorious.
Now, the campaign has ties to you, James, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very tenuous tie, but it's
what
according
to mean?
The media. They were,
tell me how you were tied to the campaign. Are you a delegate?
Very no.
Okay, are you a surrogate?
Nope.
Are you in any way campaigning for Trump?
No, except for, I guess, speaking my mind and using my God-given freedom of speech to say that, you know, I'm going to vote for him and I like some of his ideas. And, we've talked about him a lot on the radio.
Yeah, but then if you're going to do that, you can just dig up the next child molester that supports Trump or the next.
That's right.
You can go anywhere.
There you go. There you go.
There's
everybody
no tie
who,
to speak of. It's a lie.
Everybody who has voted for Trump or is encouraging others to vote for Trump is therefore tied to him using the media's standard here.
So then I would submit to you that Latinos and blacks are tied to Donald Trump. Because I'm certain that I can find some of them that are supporting him.
There you go.
Okay, now this guy named Bruce Wilson wrote this horrible, abusive, psychotic article full of lies. And he wrote it under the Huffington Post banner. But I find that circumspect too, because I, James, do my homework. James actually knows. He watched me do a lot of my homework yesterday.
it was inspirational, ladies and gentlemen. You have no idea. When this guy does homework, he really gets after it.
I'm telling you right now, I got on the horn to AOL Global. And AOL Global didn't know what to do with me, and I eventually could not get a hold of anybody by phone who could deal with the factual mischaracterizations in this story, things that are flat-out lies in this story. And then I finally find out after some digging that it turns out this Bruce Williams guy with the Huffington Post isn't even a Huffington Post staff writer. James, do you want to respond to that?
Well, that's right. So basically, I guess you could say in this case he was a henchman, and so they have plausible deniability. You heard, who was it, Harry Truman that said the buck stops here. Well, in the establishment press, and they're really just mouthpieces for the regime. They're the enforcers of political correctness. Facts mean very little to the establishment. And they've used this guy as, I guess you could say, a henchman, and they had him write the piece, but he doesn't really work for them. So if there's any blowback, they can say, hey, well, this is just a guy that freelances. We can try to give you his contact information if you have a problem, but it's not really our responsibility, even though we published it on Huffington Post, which comes up on Google News searches and goes around the world.
Now, I basically then called. I left voicemails for people. I emailed. Somebody finally got back to me, and all they said was, oh, this is just a third-party writer. We can get his, write up all your grievances and we'll pass them along to him. And I wrote back and said, why don't you give me his name so I can make direct contact? And whether he's a third party writer or not, he appears on your platform. Are you going to be accountable for that? Of course, I have not got a response back from these thugs yet at all. Hour one in the can. Yvonne thinks we don't have a clue. But we're defending Yvonne as we are all Americans and rejecting the double standard and try to make sure that all Americans are treated as equals. That's our goal. Our goal also is to protect our heritage. And everyone should be willing to do that. Hour one of the can, hour two, we're going to talk more about this lie Trump campaign tied to second leader of white nationalist party. The party doesn't even exist, folks. We'll break it all down in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live, hour one in the can, two coming up. This nation shall endure.